Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's been an honest dialogue. It's just a really good conversation. He, myself, and Chuck, and Sam Rosengarten have all been involved in this, along with obviously the trainers. But he's doing great, and you know it's going to be sooner rather than later. I'll tell you that much. He's practicing. It's coming along really well, and he's chomping at the bit for sure.
So that's John Harbaugh and the Jair Alexander of it all. And the bad news is it doesn't look like Nate Wiggins is going to play Sunday. We'll see, but they haven't said anything. Marlon Humphrey's probably not playing Sunday. So guess what? It's Jair
Come
Alexander
on down.
Time.
Big offseason signing. Value play. Can never have too many corners. Yeah, he better be a ball player.
Yeah.
He better be a playmaker because we all know Silent Steve, it's not the deepest pockets in the world. So they got to take one swing and they didn't go pass rush where clearly they needed it. They didn't go D tackle where clearly they needed it. Yet another corner. Last time we saw him play, he got disgraced. He got embarrassed. He got disgraced so badly that they buried him for 3 weeks. Now at 1-3, yeah, he's going to have to play and he's going to have to be a player. And this is another one where if he gets unmasked by C.J. Stroud, who's lost all confidence,
yeah,
who doesn't have an offensive coordinator, an offensive line, and who even at the height of his powers was a different guy on the road. If Jair Alexander gets picked on in this game, I don't want to hear people calling for Harbaugh's head. Call for the GM. Let them all go. Send them all out of the building.
Yeah, he's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play a lot considering the injuries. And you better be ready to go at this point. He's been practicing for a month.
Yeah,
guys.
And he's gone through like full workouts pregame in all three games since the first.
He's been practicing for a month. And the fact that he's been a healthy scratch the past 3 weeks, each week that he's a healthy scratch, it makes the week one decision that much more puzzling, the fact that he played.
Yeah, somebody told him the whole week long, don't do it. Don't be fools. Don't be fools. Don't get conned. Don't con your fans.
Yeah.
Don't con Zach Orr.
But he's got to be a thing now. And
he's got to be a player.
And
not a body, a player.
Yeah, and in terms of the depth chart, you're going to have Awuzier and Jair Alexander as your starting corners with no Marlon and Wiggins.
Yeah. Now, they have not said anything on Wiggins, but that did not look good.
I can't imagine he's playing Sunday.
I don't think you're going to see him for a while.
Might be an IR guy. Yeah. Like that looked, and again, I'm no doctor, but I'll play one on the radio. It looked like he broke a bone.
Sunglasses at Night sat there and said, I don't have to do much this offseason. I mean, you know, but that's just my busy season. But I mean, this offseason, try to re-sign a couple guys. That, you know, that's it.
I did get Hamilton.
We're running it back. That's the bare minimum. You have a first round pick who actually pans out. Not all of them do around here. Yeah, you want to keep them around for more than one bite at the apple. But like that an offseason don't make. I just let's hold the front office to the same standard we hold the coach to. And I keep asking and waiting and wondering, like, if this one don't turn out, when does anybody sweat on the football operations side? When is there the reshuffling there? What is the equivalent move to shuffling out coordinators all the time on the coaching side? When does that happen to any DeCostas people?
Well, you know, the coach falls on the sword first before the front office.
There's been a, how many, I mean, there's, we're about to have another defensive coordinator fired, right? So that that would be two on that side of the ball.
I've been on record saying if they finish with a losing
record, we had the parting of the ways with Roman, and now he's calling out his good offensive coordinator. We've had a bunch of coaches on the defensive staff fired.
We haven't seen him moving with a head coach, is what I'm saying. That's right. If they finish with a losing record, given the expectations, I
don't want to hear about injuries. Get people off the street. Find people to compete. Like, the Dallas Cowboys defense isn't great. Dallas Cowboys offense isn't great. Those guys fought. They clawed.
The offense is pretty good.
They got more out of their draft picks than these guys are getting out of theirs. Like, show me something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show me some players that I didn't know were players.
By the way, the Cowboys have that edge kid from BC who we talked about.
We talked about him on the show yesterday.
He looks like a pass rusher.
Yeah,
he can play.
Mike Green looks like a project.
Yes,
which is what they always. And that's fine if you built your roster the right way to keep him a developmental project who gets bled in when it's totally conducive to him looking the part and building his confidence. But that's not the roster they built. Take injuries out of it, because I'm telling you, 36-year-old Van Noy was never getting through 18 weeks, let alone 23 or whatever you thought you were doing in the playoffs. So it was set up this way. There was never a next man up behind Ronnie Stanley. That didn't matter enough to address in the draft. That didn't matter enough to address in a meaningful way in the offseason. All right.
So, Jason, let's get to the Alexander of it all. He's practiced now for 3 straight weeks, has not played since week one. He's got to be better than he was in Buffalo, right? Got to be better than he was in Buffalo.
It's got to be.
Well, I mean, does he hold up? I mean, because this is not what we kind of thought the first 4 to 6 weeks could be. This is like they might, I don't know how many reps, like I don't know how many offensive snaps the Texans are going to run. Like that has not been a ball. Like they've struggled to not go 3 and out. But like if there's volume, then, I mean, look, or it'll be telling. He still will be the third or fourth corner. Either way, either if he's starting, then he's probably playing a fair amount, and we'll see what that looks like. And if it's Tampa and TJ undrafted Tampa. Kids in front of him, then that's going to be very telling.
It'd be extremely telling. And you're right, even if he comes back, you're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to injuries in general, where he first had the knee drain, what, the first week, second week of training
lickety
camp?
Split, right away.
Yeah, and practice,
but that was nothing.
Practice
remember,
the
that
next
was
day.
Nothing.
He
that
practiced
was
the next day, yeah. He took one day off and came back. And then he disappeared on August 14th.
Well, and
never
here's
be
the
seen
other
again.
Thing that like, we're going to have to be cognizant of. So he came here thinking I could be a spare part that gets to kind of show off a little bit and
hang
improve
out with
a
my
year,
boy Lamar.
Right? Be along for the ride and, you know, work myself back into shape. And then go cash in somewhere else. That's not that might have been what he thought he was signing up for. That ain't this. We can't stop anybody. They should probably fire the defensive coordinator. There's nobody to replace Matabike. There was no pass rush even with Matabike. And now I might have to line up on other teams' number one receivers sometimes. Well, let's see how this all pans out.
Orioles had a couple interesting press conferences yesterday. We've been talking, you guys, I'm sure, talked about a lot yesterday. What did Jacob Calvin-Meyer think about what Tony Manzolino and Mike Elias had to say? He covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. He'll join us next. Before we step out, 410-583-1057. You want two tickets to see MGK and Wiz Khalifa? That's 6-3-26. That's June 3rd of 2026 at Jiffy Lube Live. 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see MGK and Wiz Khalifa at Jiffy Lube Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.